Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
When addiction takes control, getting help can change everything. Parkwood Behavioral Health System offers compassionate, evidence-based addiction treatment for adults right here in Mississippi. Take the first step today. Visit parkwoodbhs.com. Healing starts here. With limited exceptions, physicians are not employees or agents of this facility.
What's up? Welcome in on this Sunday night. Forgive the noise. There's a thunderstorm rolling in the background. Hopefully, knock on wood, we don't get a power surge or anything and knock us off live as we go on this Sunday edition of the podcast. My name is Michael Borky. I'm so glad that you are with me. So yes, thunder in the background, some storming going on. If it disappears, you know, nothing I can do about that. It does happen from time to time. And so just know that if you lose me, y'all have a good night. But we're here. I know the baseball draft went on over the weekend, and maybe you guys want to talk about that. I am just so in football mode right now. I will be in Tampa this time next week for Media Days. Hey Dad and myself will be there, and I just cannot wait to cover that and bring you guys as much content as I humanly can, as humanly possible, as much as I can. I merged two of expressions. That's okay. Long weekend. But I cannot wait to bring you all of the content from there. I know, you know, there's a cynicism when it comes to Media Days. And from a reporting perspective, I totally get it, because it's a lot of coach speak, a lot of, I think they're trending further and further away from making it an event for actual local media people and making it more of a made-for-TV thing. Personally, I think that's the direction that it's headed on purpose. So from a reporting perspective, I get it. But from a radio show perspective, it is some of the most fun shows we have. The guest lists are absolutely packed. I mean, we get both head coaches, all six players. We get a one-on-one with the commissioner of the SEC. We get a one-on-one with the executive director of the college football playoff. It's awesome for us, and it's great content. And so if you don't listen to the radio show, I'm going to bring a lot of it right here on this feed for you as well. But I would encourage you also to listen to Hey Dad and I every day, because what are you doing if you don't listen to Hey Dad and I every day? That's kind of what pays the bills around here. So I'm excited for that, but that's a week away. So I'm very much in football mode. And speaking of weather, I know that the Twitter meteorologists are maybe not the most reliable, but there is a graphic going around of a possible hurricane or tropical storm forming in the Gulf and heading straight for Tampa starting on Sunday. And if you know me, I have a pretty intense fear of flying. So flying through a hurricane to get to Media Days, it sounds like my personal hell. But anyway, so enough about that. We're talking tonight, all these preview magazines, all these All-America lists are coming out. Ole Miss got a ton of love from Athlon in particular. I'll tell you who got what. And then there's a guy on offense and a guy on defense that I think are not on these lists right now for Ole Miss, and understandably so. Both of them are transfers, one of which did not have a particularly huge season last season. But both of them are transfers, and I think that these are two guys that by season's end will end up on these lists for Ole Miss. So quick podcast tonight. So glad that you guys are here. Again, a week from today, we'll be at Media Days. Still will be live on Tuesday. Heads up, will not be live on Thursday. That is the Palmer Home Radiothon. So Super Talk is live all day, every year, all day, 6 to 6, raising money for the Palmer Home for Children. It's an unbelievable event. It is the proudest. I'm very proud of working for who I work for. I'm very thankful for the people that I work for and the job that I have, and I'm very proud of the job that I have. I am not prouder than I am on Palmer Home Radiothon Day. I mean, hundreds of thousands of dollars from our radio audience gets raised every year for the Palmer Home. So I will be there on Thursday. It'll be a late night, won't be back in time, but then it's off to SEC Media Days. I think what we'll do Media Days-wise, I think we'll go live on Sunday night. I think we will go live Sunday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So I'll skip Monday live. Sunday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, because Wednesday will be Ole Miss Day. And then it's the flight home on Thursday. I think that's the plan for right now. So no live on Thursday. But I appreciate you guys being here. Before we get into this, I want to tell you about Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo, Mississippi. The summer heat, the summer heat's on right now. Although, knock on wood, now that I said this, August is going to be brutal. Pretty mild July so far, but the grass is still growing. It's humid. You're getting these summer storms, and you want to take care of your yard, right? And there's no better piece of equipment than a John Deere. It's America's tractor. It's America's lawn mower. They've got 0% financing for commercial mowers, zero-turn mowers, compact tractors, 5-series tractors, 1.9% on a Gator as well, and then anything that you need under one roof for your property, your hunting land, your backyard, inside of your house. If you need clothes, they've got that for you and your little ones. The fishing, the hunting, the cheapest beer in town, and great people that understand you. Go by, see them, tell them that I sent you. You'll see the experience that I've had myself being there at Scruggs. Oh, gosh. Half a dozen times now we've done the radio show there at this point, I think. Check them out. Tell them I sent you at Scruggs in Saltillo, Mississippi. So, Athlon gave Ole Miss some love. Their All-America team, their preseason All-America team. Kewon Lacy was first team. Lucas Carniero, the kicker, who was just an absolute weapon, as you guys remember. I mean, he was great all season, but the Sugar Bowl. Trinidad was unbelievable. Deshaun Stribling was awesome. There's so many things that happened in that game. The best performance in that game was from the kicker. That was the best performance in that game still was from the kicker. Second team All-America. Eccles got third team, as did Centarian Perkins. And Patrick Kutis got fourth team. That's All-America. From All-SEC, Kewon got first team. Trinidad got second, as did Eccles. And Kutis and Perkins and Keaton Thomas and Carniero. Keaton Thomas getting some preseason love. Not enough people are putting him on their lists, and they should. That's one guy that if he didn't make Athlons, I would tell you by season's end, he would be on there. That is one guy, Keaton Thomas. The more I talk to people, the more I think he's going to be a star. But he got love from Athlon, so he doesn't count in this exercise. Deuce Alexander got third team All-SEC. Antonio Kite, Cam Franklin, and Luke Ferrelli as well, all third team preseason SEC. So Athlon appears to be higher on the Ole Miss linebacker duo than really anybody else, I think. Maybe I've missed one. I'll go pick up all the preview magazines this week, and we'll do the what did everybody say about Ole Miss thing. So that's on the agenda. Got to go do that. But Athlon appears to be the highest, and I think that they are the most likely to be right. If you look at Thomas, he just got buried at Baylor. Not buried on the depth chart, but buried on a bad team where nobody noticed that there was this super highly productive and super athletic linebacker that was playing in the Big 12 that just didn't get the attention that he's going to get this season. And also, because of the Ferrelli stuff with Dabo and the drama that has come with what Dabo did, there's so much attention on Luke Ferrelli when I don't even think he's the best linebacker on the team. I think it's going to be Thomas. So, sidebar, by the way, interesting that an article gets shared on 3 today about Jed Fish, and he's the coach at Washington, talking about his quarterback, Damon Williams, getting an offer for $2 million more than what he was going to get paid by Washington, and that's why he tried to enter the transfer portal. The same outlet that clickbaited the hell out of Dabo's rambling and acted shocked about it and plastered it everywhere, the same people, and not just that outlet, but college football media in general, all those people know that the Damon Williams story is commonplace. I'm not even, of course, it's LSU. He tried to transfer to LSU and he couldn't. But that's not an LSU problem. That's playing the game. That's what they should have done. You got to tamper to get players in this era. That's just how it works. That's how everybody does it. That's how you acquire players. You have to go get them in that way. All LSU did with Damon Williams was what everybody else does. So don't hate the player, hate the game. But the amount of people in my business that acted so shocked and can you believe this with Dabo and oh my gosh, it, when they know stories like Damon Williams are commonplace and they still acted the way they did. Get those clicks and get those views, boys, I guess, because we know here and our radio audience knows if you ain't tampering, you ain't trying is really what it comes down to. Mississippi State fans dealt with it. They had players get tampered with after Mike Leach died. I mean, that is a thing that did happen. Everybody's tampering and everybody's roster gets tampered with. So the media reaction to the Dabo thing was so overwhelmingly dishonest about the reality of the sport. I think you should use things like that. I'll get off the soapbox in a second. You should use things like that to gauge the media people that you follow. There's a reason why I like Andy Staples so much. And you don't have to agree with everything that Andy Staples says, but there's a reason why I like him so much, because he's the type of guy that after Dabo does his thing, he puts his hand up and says, hey guys, come on. What are we doing here? Because he's willing to be honest about the current state of the sport. Not everybody at the national level does that. So make note of that if you want. That's my advice to you. Anyway, two stars, though. Two guys that I think have a possibility that are not on this list to become breakout stars that will end the season on these kind of lists. Number one, Jay Crawford. I'll start with defense and go to offense. Jay Crawford, I guess, you know, the rumors were that his spring wasn't inspiring, but he's put it on the field. He was a starter at Auburn on really good defenses, and he had super high-level production at Auburn. And he is at his full potential, an all-SEC caliber defensive back. That's why, he was Ole Miss's first pickup. When they got him out of the transfer portal, he was a highly sought-after guy. There's a reason his portal grade was really high. Corners with that experience and that ability don't just grow on trees. And Ole Miss was lacking in the secondary, especially at safety, more so than corner necessarily, but they were lacking there. And a guy like him, by season's end, will end up on that list. I think you're going to have you've had others emerge in spring. But I think like a big three rotation, at least early on, between Braxton Crawford and Kite is going to be a really formidable trio of defensive backs. But Crawford might be the most ceiling guy that they've got, most high ceiling guy that they've got. So that's my defensive guy. My offensive guy, we've talked about him before. We've talked about him a lot. It's Jontae Cook. And Jontae Cook is somebody that had to bounce around a little bit. He was on the same Syracuse team as Daryl Gill. How talented was that group of wide receivers? But he is somebody that was, a five-star out of high school, a super elite athlete, and just couldn't put it together at his first stop. Goes to Syracuse, had a good season last season. Remember, Angeli got hurt in the Clemson game early for Syracuse. And then after that, quarterback play took a nosedive after he got hurt. They went to Clemson and beat Clemson. Quarterback got hurt. That basically ended Syracuse's season last season. But he had 550 yards a year ago, apparently had an exceptional spring. He's not on any of these lists right now. And I think that there's a real chance that he ends the season as Ole Miss's leading receiver. I would still put money on Deuce Alexander if you made me bet. But based on what happened in spring, there's a real chance that not only has he figured it out, he's put it all together, but the physical ability was always there. And sounds like it's all come together because he was apparently spectacular in the spring. This offense is going to use slot receivers. He's super talented. He will be a mismatch. They're going to exploit mismatches. And that's a guy that's not on a preseason All-SEC list. That is going to be on a preseason All-SEC list when the season ends. I think that I don't know where I'm going to put him in the preseason All-SEC team. That's always so difficult. Offensive line is the hardest one to do. I hate picking offensive line because I don't know what the hell I'm looking at, to be honest with you guys, when it comes to offensive line. I think generally speaking, you can tell who's bad and who's not. But in terms of scheme and things like that, I mean, it's very nuanced. I played defense. I don't understand the offensive line game like a guy like Cole Kubelik does. So I always feel goofy picking those. But Jonte Cook is not going to get a lot of that love. And I might throw him a bone because it's my list and I can do what I want with it. So we'll see. Logan Smith Shelter Insurance, 601-823-3500. Anywhere in Mississippi, Logan Smith has got you covered. 601-823-3500. Auto, home, life, or insurance for your business, Logan Smith has you covered anywhere in this great state. He wins awards for his services, and he's only been at it a few years. He's younger than me, and he's already getting recognized for providing elite-level coverage for all of those things. It's a five-minute phone call. Even if you already have insurance, what's it going to hurt? It's not going to hurt. Give him a call, Logan Smith Shelter Insurance. Just waiting for NASCAR to get back going so you will watch this. Oh, I'm sorry. Are you picking NASCAR over me? Is that how this works now? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. How's it going? Good, man. Good. Checked out the World Cup and didn't watch the McGregor fight, if you could call it that. Been watching some good shows on streaming that are passing the time until football very well. I've been watching Supernatural lately. That's been my show of choice. It's super cheesy. I know the acting in the early seasons is horrendous. It is getting better, but it's really bad early on. It's about these two brothers that their mom dies when they're young, and it was a demon that killed her. And so they and their dad, who like disappears, start fighting supernatural beings as like their job. It's what they do. They go hunt, you know, demons and ghosts and all these mythical creatures. I'm not doing a good job of sales at all, I know. But yeah, they do that. And I enjoy that kind of stuff, to be honest with you. I'm a huge Lord of the Rings fan, but also like I loved Game of Thrones, Shadow and Bone, that kind of stuff. So it's kind of up my alley. That's been my thing lately. I'm embarrassed to admit it. I'm full on conspiracy. McGregor he was hurt. He knew he was hurt before he got into the octagon. Full conspiracy on that. And in the World Cup, UEFA, the Federation, the European Federation, was furious about Balogun getting his red card rescinded, but super quiet about the ball hitting the sky cam leading to England's goal. I'm sure they're just crafting their statement calling for reform after a ball hit the sky cam, fell right at their feet, literally, and they went on and scored a goal. I'm sure they're just as outraged about that as Balogun getting his undeserved red card, the punishment suspended because he didn't deserve it and they misapplied their own review rules to give it to him anyway. So I'm sure they're super mad about that. Yeah. Nobody wants to hear Hey Dad's voice. Just kidding. Yeah. State fans don't want to hear mine either, I guess. But first time you were on a plane, you had a fear of flying in heights, but now I get so comfortable on flights. Man, more power to you. I am a wreck the entire ride on an airplane. And if we're having to fly through a freaking hurricane, I don't know what I'm going to do. Unique question. What advice would you have for someone getting married? Me and the fiance got married this Saturday. I thought it would be cool to hear you cover this. Oh, gosh. what advice do you want? Okay. What is the best thing that I can tell you? Don't stop trying to do little, like look your best. Don't give up on yourself. Don't let yourself go first. That would be the best advice I could give you. If you eat right and you go to the gym, don't stop going to the gym because you're married now and who cares. Keep working on you. And still dress well. And like, you know, if you guys are going out, you know, look presentable, shave that. And I say that as I've got just hideous facial hair right now, but you know, don't let yourself go. That would be the best advice I've got for you. What do you think is more likely, Trinidad's first team or third team all SEC at media days? More likely first team. I would bet my car and my house on him being second team preseason all SEC. Think Arch will be first team. I agree. I think it'll be Arch and Trinidad. I mean, frankly, there's a pretty steep drop off between second team and third, right? I mean, who's QB3? Who would that be? I mean, is it Sellers? I don't think so. Is it Marcel Reed? Well, I mean, he is not on the same tier as Trinidad or Manning going into this season anyway. So I think there's a drop off after two. Heard Keaton is looking like something serious. Yeah, everybody, man. Everybody is saying the same thing about him. I've also heard a little noise from some people about Landon Barnes supposedly looking like he may end up being special. Doubt he starts this year, but I'm sure he will get some PT in rotation. Well, I mean, that would be great. That certainly would be great. Glad you didn't go to the Atlanta NASCAR race tonight. I have no idea. I'm not knocking you. Don't worry. I'm not that guy. You like what you like, and NASCAR is just not something that I follow or keep up with. I assume there's been a lot of weather issues that have delayed this thing. If you can recommend one Ole Miss game to someone going for their first time this season in Oxford, of course, that is actually feasible to go to, which one would you pick? That's a great question because I got to look at the schedule. Because LSU is obviously not the answer for something feasible, especially for a first-time person. Second sidebar. This is going to sound preachy. Sorry, this is just my opinion. You guys come here for it. Special food, things like that. I would just encourage the Oxford ecosystem to stop making things about Lane Kiffin. You look like a bitter ex. You're into July now. Training camp starts in a few weeks. Media days is next week. Pete Golding's the coach now. The more you make things, events, whatever about Lane Kiffin, the more you look bad. All the stuff around Vanity Fair, all that crap that he did, I mean, it embarrassed him. That's why he kept doing interviews and kept going and kept talking about it because it didn't go well. That's what continuing. No, I'm not talking about the LSU game. That's going to be intense and all that. Make your signs at game day and in the Grove, of course, because that week is about LSU coached by him. But anything else, you kind of look like the better ex. I would encourage everybody to not move on because that game is happening in week three, but make everything else about your program. Make LSU week about LSU and make everything else about the team and Pete Golding and Trinidad and Kiwan and Will Eccles and make it about them. Name food after them. Hold events about them, not about Lane Kiffin. Because it's starting to look like he looked a few weeks ago when he did the billion interviews in 1 week. That's what it's starting to look like. I didn't even answer that question. Let's see. What game that is actually feasible? Auburn. Because I guess you're eliminating Georgia and LSU. You're looking for something cost-effective that you still get the full experience. I would go Auburn because it's, first of all, by the way, it's Halloween. So people, there's literally Halloween. So kids will be trick-or-treating in the Grove, you would hope, which is awesome. That's such a cool thing. I might try to bring my son to that game. How cool, how much fun would that be to trick-or-treat in the Grove? That would be like a lifetime core memory right there. Auburn, I mean, it's still a brand. I think they're going to be down this year. And even things like their band is really good. So like when they bring their band, it adds to the environment. I don't think the tickets are going to be super expensive with Georgia being literally a week later. So yeah, I think Auburn would be my answer there. Could see Mizzou or Auburn being a sneaky hard game. Auburn's in a horrible spot on the schedule. Sandwiched in between Texas at DKR and then Georgia. That is a tough, tough spot. I mean, as we've talked about all the time, every schedule in the SEC is hard. All of them. The ninth conference game is just brutal. Jonte Cook has found his groove at Ole Miss. This is his year. Just wait. Wouldn't surprise me. Who's a power four opponent that you'd like to see Ole Miss play in football in the future? Just going to throw this out there. Want to see Ole Miss play Ohio State or Notre Dame? Oh, absolutely. Those are certainly two of them. Guys, game days at Ohio State are unbelievable. Now, Columbus, I mean, it's big. The tailgating scene's horrible. Inside of the stadium is spectacular at Ohio State. The band and the tradition of the band is unbelievable. Their stadium walkout entrance routine is awesome. The band's amazing there. The game day is awesome. Ohio State, obviously Notre Dame for the, you know, all of the pomp and circumstance around Notre Dame. I wish that USC series would have gotten played. I think seeing Ole Miss in the Coliseum would have been awesome. Outson Stadium would be cool. I just don't know how many of you would actually make that trip, but that would be really cool. Not Penn State. Gosh, I've been to a game at Penn State. It's intense. It's loud. I wouldn't recommend it. Anybody in the ACC? Virginia Tech for Enter Sandman. Clemson for the fun. You're watching the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. We like sitcoms. Try Community if you guys have not tried Community. Now, the crazy thing about Community, Austin, is they there was all kinds of writers' issues and stuff like that. So if you read about like the making of it, none of them liked Chevy Chase at all. Like they hated him on set. He was really hard to deal with, apparently. But I love the show. It's weird and quirky and fun. But yeah, if you read about the making of it, it's all over the place. But the show is great. Been watching Invincible on Amazon Prime through the first three seasons. It's incredible. An adult animated show based on an acclaimed comic book. I'm in when I'm done with Supernatural, which has like 15 seasons. I'll get there. Porky's a conspiracy theorist, one of us. I am a big time sports conspiracy theorist. The frozen envelope, I buy completely buy that. So I'm there. Gunner Stockton. Oh, I forgot about Stockton. Never mind. Stockton, third team. Stockton, and look, I'm guilty. I did it too. Stockton doesn't get enough love. He doesn't get enough love. He's tough. He's a good player. Been playing the new college football game as Ole Miss, the Dynasty franchise mode, one week one against a tough Louisville. There you go. Maybe that's some foreshadowing. Keewon Lacy's 96 overall and is a human joystick. I've had like 20 carries, 200 plus yards against Louisville. Nice. I like that the community pushed back on the microtransactions thing, though. I was glad to see that. I don't play the game myself. Although for GTA 6, I need to upgrade my my console. But the societal acceptance of microtransactions needs to end, man. We got to get past those. We got to fight back against those. How are we feeling about Elliott coming back? It's an objectively good thing that a guy with that experience is returning to your baseball team. I'm going to be kind of harsh, though. at his price point, whatever his price point is, I don't know the exact number, but I know it's a hell of a lot more than me and a lot of you too, most of you probably, if not almost all of you. He's got to be better. He's a professional athlete now. He has got to pitch better than he did this past season. So a guy with that experience doesn't grow on trees. You've seen it in that uniform, in that stadium, him be elite. It's still in there somewhere. He's got to be better than he was this past season. He knows that, and everybody around him knows that. How many toss-up games do you think they have on the schedule? I mean, a ton. LSU, I don't think Louisville is a toss-up. I think Ole Miss is a favorite, but that game will be. And it depends on what your definition of toss-up is. I mean, toss-up is they can win, they can lose. LSU, they certainly, as of now, can lose that game. I think Florida is that's not a game that you look at and just put a W next to Ole Miss right now, considering the location on the schedule. And I don't think any game that they play either is a guaranteed L. Like, at Texas is as close to that because it is Texas, is DKR, it's on the road. But the roster, man, you don't put an L next to anybody with the roster that Ole Miss has. So let's see. 1, 2, 3, Georgia, Oklahoma, 4, 5. 5 real toss-up games. Go 3-2 in those and take care of business, and you're going to the playoff again. The Ole Miss D-line in the game is stellar. Well, the D-line in real life is probably stellar too. Still have Halo Peg to play on your list, just waiting for the Master Chief Collection to go on discount so I can play 1 through 4 and Reach. Oh, man. I wish I could describe to you the feeling of getting, they call it LAN, right? Bringing your Xbox over to your buddy's house. And it was System Link. I don't know why they call it LAN, but we called it System Link because that's literally what it was, System Link cables. Maybe I'm too old for LAN, but we'd bring our Xboxes over and we would System Link and we would play Halo 2 and Halo 3. I mean, all night. And that feeling of waking up at a sleepover with the menu screen playing the theme song, I wish I could describe to you what that felt like. Very few things in this world feel like that felt. It does get better, but not much. Am I nerding out too much yet? Probably. Ole Miss Indiana would be cool for now anyway. I think Arkansas have the best stadium right now. It does look beautiful. Invincible is only about halfway through its run, though. Has 4 seasons, probably expecting 3 or 4 more over the next few years. That's the only thing that drives me nuts. And it's such a first world problem, is you've got these shows that will go 18 months between seasons. It's crazy. Give it to me now. You know, I'm an American. I want it right now. We're talking about football tonight, but you went to Judd's meeting. Great sign. It was a lot of fun. Very awesome guy. I don't know what you're referring to there. Let me know. An all-digital video game future controlled by PlayStation and Xbox is dangerous, too. The PS5 will be my last game console if I can't truly own my media. Yeah, that's another thing that I can't stand. When you buy it, they can just... And didn't that happen with, like, some kind of conversion or something lately, that all the stuff that people bought, they've just been taken away from them? Don't love that. For some reason, the Florida game scares you more than LSU. I mean, that spot... After both a win and a loss, you can talk yourself into, after a win, it's an emotional high. They're distracted. They go there. They don't play well. After a loss, the energy around the program is so negative. They're not focused. They go there. They get beat. You know, both. You can talk yourself into both of those things. Oh gosh, if Ole Miss had a Mount Rushmore for baseball, who would be on it? Oh gosh, that's a great question. I mean, Elko has to be on there, although I don't think he's one of the four best players in the history of Ole Miss baseball, to be honest with you, but he's got the legend. He's got the moments, so he's one. Oh gosh, man, I don't know. I'd have to think about that for a while because, I mean, you go back into, Drew Pomerantz, those kind of guys. That's too difficult to put me on the spot for. Used to have three TVs hooked up on System Link playing Halo. I miss those days. Gosh, I miss those days too, man. Life was so much more simple back then, wasn't it? You think the vault seating capacity should be 80K when they do renovations? I think that's just a little too big. There would be too many empty seats for too many games to get up to 80 right now. Like 75 is a sweet spot, I think. And remember, it's not an Ole Miss thing. The mega stadiums are not filling up the way they used to anymore. No more microtransactions. Yeah, see, that whole concept needs to die. But it never will. The next PlayStation is going to be between $1,000 and $1,200. Games will be $80. And then you won't own them. They'll just be on some digital file that can just get erased or taken away whenever. How cool is it to have Lacey on the cover of the video game? It's huge, man. It really is. People resonate with that kind of stuff. I mean, I still remember the cover athletes from the game when I was a kid. That's the kind of thing that people are going to buy, and they're going to want to play with the cover athlete, and they'll draw an attachment to that athlete. It matters. Is it the biggest deal in the world? No, but it does mean something. It does directly benefit your program. People are going to follow and pay attention to and buy merchandise and like Ole Miss because they played with Kewon Lacy in the game. That is a real thing that will happen. So for those of you older that don't understand the video game thing, our radio audience certainly doesn't, but that's how I explained it there too. I was like, if you're an older guy that doesn't understand why this matters, here's how it matters. When you were a kid, you got, trading cards. And that was your thing. Well, I own the whatever rookie card, and so I like this player. Think of it in that way. I got the video game, and I played with Kewon Lacy. Now I'm going to follow Kewon Lacy. I want a jersey of his for Christmas. I'm going to watch the Ole Miss game so I can see Kewon, and then it's going to be like, hey, Dad, let's go to a game there. And that's how you grow a fan base because your school can only be so big. And until Ole Miss stops just bringing in every kid from New Jersey, not every one of your alum is going to be a diehard fan forever. You've got to connect with people somehow. And if you want to really grow and you want to have a fan base like Texas does, not every Texas fan went to Texas, but they have this big brand. Well, how do you establish that brand? Things like this happen. This helps. Again, national championships help more, but this helps. It does. So anyway, I got to run, guys. Really appreciate you being here. We'll be back on Tuesday as usual. Have a great rest of your weekend. I guess it didn't storm after all. There was a lot of thunder, but oh well. We survived, which is the important thing. And I'll see you guys on Tuesday.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.